1057 CFW. It is National Administrative Professional Day today. So to all the administrative professionals out there, that encompasses a lot of people, doesn't it? A lot of different things. So to all of you, hope it's going to be a great day today. And if you have administrative professionals in your business, you make sure you high-five them today. And the very least you should do is, I suppose you got to deliver in pizza, right? And don't make them get it, okay? You do it. Two-Tone 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Text through the Civic Media app. Good morning, Mike. There are 30 days in April. I don't know if you looked at a calendar or not, but I thought I would help you out. Have a great day. Love your show. Thank you very much, random texter through the Civic Media app. Let me know who you are, too, by the way, when you drop me a text through that Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. Just, you know, give me your first name. Let me know who you are, where you're listening. I'd appreciate that as well, if you want to. I mean, you don't have to, but it would be nice, and I appreciate that. So we are 1 week from tomorrow is May 1st, ready or not. Here it comes. Later this hour in Japan, kids have found a brand new hobby, and it is not video games, and it's very, very interesting what they are doing. I will tell you about that in a little while. Right now, it's time to bust it.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served.
start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove, so come on fatso and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach, perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, she bust the move.
There's something about you, girl. makes me sweat. I'm lonely. And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
In Excess, 105.7 CFW. Mike, along with you. Thanks for letting me roll through this Wednesday morning with you. Coming up, give me 6 minutes, and I will tell you what this is, because the average American will spend about 18 full days doing this every year. Okay? I'll tell you what it is. Stay close. I'm not surprised by it, to be honest with you. So, what do you think it is? I'll let you know in 6 minutes.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Yeah, I don't know if I can face that.
Smith and Angel 105.7 CFW. It's Mike McKay here. All right. Americans will spend an average of 18 full days each year doing this. And what is it? It's being in our cars, believe it or not. So it's really not a surprise. 64% of people, by the way, in the recent survey said they consider their car a friend. Well, yeah, yes, and it's a really good friend when it's running. When it's not running, and then it's very frustrating, isn't it? But I get off track here. Anyway, we spend on average 18 full days a year in our cars, and I can believe it. You know, between commuting and going back and forth to the stores, and you know, and soccer games or visiting family or whatever it is, vacationing. We do spend a lot of time in our cars, don't we? By the way, 44% of people in a recent survey, in this survey of vehicles in Americans, 44% have named their car. So, head over to our Facebook page, 1057CFW. I want to know, do you have a name for your vehicle? And what kind of vehicle is it? And what name have you came up with for your vehicle? All right, share. Want to hear from you. Head over to our Facebook page, 1057CFW. Click that like button if you haven't done so. Same with my Mike McKay page. Or as always, you can text me through the Civic Media app at 1057CFW.
Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head, she acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey, hey. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way? Me while you were looking for yourself out there.
1057 CFW. You know, we're the perfect companion, especially at work. Put us on, leave us on. Great variety of music, long stretches of it throughout your day. It's going to make your work day go better. I guarantee it. All right. I put my name, Mike McKay, on that guarantee to you, or your money will be returned. And since I don't pay you anything to listen, I guess I'm, you know, it's all good. Anyway, give it a try. See how your workday goes. I'll bet it works out better for you. And to so many of you that we've heard from that have made the switch and have 105.7 CFW on all day long at work, we certainly appreciate that. In Japan, kids have found a new hobby. And no, it's not video games. This is pretty incredible. And it's actually pretty cool. I will tell you what it is. Give me like 3.5 minutes right after Stacy Q. I'll tell you all about it. All right. It's coming up. CMW Mike McKay along with you. Two of Hearts from Stacy Q. Speaking of that, when we jump into the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to want to stay close because it might not be that when you see someone and you're immediately attracted to them, it might not actually be what you're looking at. Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a little while. So stick around for that. But I wanted to let you know in Kawara, Japan, kids have found a new hobby, and it's not video games. It's trading cards, but not just any trading cards, you know, like baseball cards, trading card things. No, these are trading cards that feature senior citizens and middle-aged men in their community. Yes, a local artist has put together the cards to showcase the hobbies and personalities of the guys in the town, which has turned them into local celebrities. The most popular card is a 69-year-old Mr. Fuji, who is a former prison guard turned community volunteer. His card is so popular, by the way, they said that kids are lining up to get his autograph. So that's kind of cool. You know what? I want trading cards. I want the Mike McKay trading cards. Can we, if there's somebody out there, if you do that type of stuff, drop me a message through that Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. We need to talk.
Lake Halley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
If your old asphalt roof looks road hard, leaving you wet, 10 years before it was supposed to.
Bjorkstrand.
Is who you need to be calling.
Bjorkstrand.
Gonna try another asphalt roof, hoping things turn out better? Good luck with that.
Bjorkstrand.
Tell you what, right now you can get yourself a metal roof and save
10%.
Hey, this is the best price of the year. Kind of price the employees pay. So call them today.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says fewer underaged kids in the state are using tobacco and vape products. According to a recently released report, the state saw underaged vape and tobacco use drop from 13.6% in 2023 to under 12% last year. Officials say raising the tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019 has contributed to the decrease, as well as public awareness campaigns and community action. The study also found tobacco and vape shops are still selling to underaged kids at a 30% higher rate than other retailers. Wisconsin lawmakers are introducing legislation to more closely reflect new HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s national agenda. One bill would ban residents from using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to purchase candy or soda. Another would ban ultra-processed food from school lunches. Menominee Republican Representative Clint Moses says the state legislation would be more specific and targeted than national efforts. A similar bill was proposed in 2015, but never reached then-Governor Scott Walker's desk. An Eau Claire business is looking to improve roadway safety in their neighborhood by getting a new stop sign installed. Officials from Rocket Construction say they're donating the money needed for the Eau Claire City Council to install flashing stop signs at the intersection of Damon Street and London Road. They say the flashing signs will cost about $3,500 and could be installed within a month. The City Council is also looking to add a flashing stop sign on Whipple Street near Mayo Clinic due to increasing traffic at the hospital. A Western Wisconsin child care organization now has a permanent location in Durand. Officials from the Family Resource Center say the organization is setting up a non-mobile office in the Durand Business Center after running through programs through partnerships with libraries, schools, and businesses in the region. The Family Resource Center is part of Western Dairyland's Child Care Partnership and offers programs like play and learn events and parent education workshops. The organization will hold an open house at their new home on Monday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Don't forget, stop by our Facebook page, 1057CFW. Let me know if you have a name for your car, and if you do, what kind of car is it and what's the name? Okay, 44% of Americans have a name for their car. 66% of Americans consider their car to be a close friend of theirs. So, do you have a vehicle with a name? Stop by our Facebook page, let me know. Don't forget, too, you can always text me through that Civic Media app at 1057CFW. Here's ELO now. Don't bring me down. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW. Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. secret is still my own.